One did not swear, even under one's breath and in Brustarian, before one's adopted lord, no matter what nonsense he spouted. I seized a hanging fold of my skirt in each hand. A letter had come, to people who could not read, from a country we'd never heard of. Foolishness. It had to be a trick of one of our known enemies, of which we had no dearth. The Roth glanced down at the page. The messenger said it was brought by a ship half as tall as the cliff of Elbsridge. His wife, sitting beside him, made a noise that would have been rude if it were louder.
That's impossible.
A dozen men saw it. The cliff's 200 feet high. No boat's that big. Doubt tickled the back of my neck. She was right. No ship could be so large. There must have been a ship, though. One that seemed bigger than normal. That would be harder to feign. Any kingdom's ver-trained clerk could produce a letter. Boats were built only in Bruster and were small. But one could be hired, and perhaps made to seem bigger from a distance, and strange, as if from an unknown country. Trickery still seemed most likely. Lord, I clasped my hands behind my back. Lady Elsbeth is correct, but surprise exaggerates. I flicked a finger towards the curling parchment sheet. This is meant to surprise and frighten. Your interest in reading is widely known and mocked. It must be a ploy. I'm surprised, Lady Elsbeth folded her hands. But by your mistrust, Doctor Ben. I've read that letter. You taught me yourself. Do you doubt your skill or mine? I squeezed the fingers of my left hand with my right until they ached. Neither, lady, but
you have read it.
The Roth shared a look with Lady Elsbeth. Doctor Ben has not. He handed me the letter.
Your pardon.
And mine. Lady Elsbeth spread her hands, not quite concealing her impatience. It's unfair to ask your thoughts before you've seen it. I barely heard her. I read the letter, and then again, more quickly.